Welcome back to hour number two with more fishing, more hunting, and more adventures on Angler Chronicles Radio Outdoor Expeditions.
Welcome back, everybody, to Radio Outdoor Expeditions on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA. And what I want to do now is let's talk a little bit about Lake Elsinore, okay, and what's going on today. So, Tony, why don't you lead us off with some of the events and what's going on over there. And I'm telling everybody, if you didn't get a chance to sign up for the actual derby that's going on today, you got a chance to do it for tomorrow. Each day stands on its own. And so I highly recommend get on it. Go to our Facebook page. You'll see all the stuff there, all the information. Go to the Lake Elsinore Hotel and Casino. Get the information there. So let's go ahead and tell them what's going on. But I expect everybody, if you didn't get a chance to fish, come party with us tonight, 5 p.m. Okay? So, Tony, go ahead and tell them.
Well, you know, everybody, don't forget to stop at Williams Bait and Tackle. He's got all the boat rentals, if you want to call him. He's also the tournament director. So if you have any questions on the event, and, you know, part of the fun that we have out there is getting together with certain events that we're able to find and locate for, you know, the public to go out and have a good time. And I know everybody here is looking forward to the next hour. As soon as we get out of here, we'll be heading right to Lake Elsinore and getting right in the thick of the tournament that is actually just getting on the way as it's 6:01. So I imagine the first stream of boats are already getting out.
The first 13 are going out.
That's right.
And we're getting a live report. You know what?
Nice.
I love it when we have all these Angler Chronicle satellites all over the airwaves. And coming from, is he there? He's the man there? William, are you there?
Yes, I am.
How are you? So what's going on? Tell us. We're all excited.
Oh, God, the first wave just took off. We got about another 8 minutes before the next wave takes off. Those bass boats with those giant motors, they're already halfway across the lake. We got kayakers already staged up fishing on the spot right off the back of the marina here where we launched. The tournament is underway and a great success.
Oh, good. I'm looking forward to it. And like I told all our listeners, we are going to be meeting you right after the show. We're going to pack some stuff that we need to pack because we're bringing even more raffle stuff to give away. All right, and we'll see you about 9:30, my guess. Okay, and we're gonna jump on a pontoon with you, and off we go. So I guess our meeting place will be at Williams Bait Boat and Tackle. Correct?
That's correct.
All right, and so you got everybody set up. Everything going good?
Yep, everything's going good. Like I said, the first wave went out. A lot of guys are choosing areas right around the marina here to start fishing. Lines are already wet. It'd be nice to see a hookup in the first 5 minutes of the derby, huh?
Yeah, that would be incredible. Now, I know you've been there, William, since, what, 5 o'clock open, ready for this tournament, getting everybody. What's the general excitement? What's the what's going on over there?
Oh, man, it's best stuff. Everybody's hyped up. Everybody's ready to go. The second wave is just anxious, ready. It's just an awesome atmosphere right now. Everybody's joyful, no stress, no boat issues. It's just starting out to be an awesome event right now.
Okay, well, William, you know, something, we just got a message. I sent you two of our instructors, Ben and Andre, father and son. Okay, and they're trying to get into the gate there to come and see you, and they're having some problems. So as soon as we get off the phone, can you give my boys a hand?
Yes, I will do that.
They drove in clear from Indio.
All the way from Indio, yeah, and they're two of the owner hook instructors, and they're going to be helping and assisting us throughout the day. We want to make sure that everybody has a great time. Weigh-in is at 2, correct?
Weigh-in is at 2 to 3 p.m. That's
okay.
Correct, Sergio.
Yeah, and no, please, nobody be later than 3, because we want to party tonight.
That's right.
Okay.
Casino's putting on an awesome after derby party. It's going to be fabulous.
Yeah, we got food and spirits, and, you know, we have all the girls coming in, so it's going to be good. It's good, good, good.
Hey, William, I had a question for you. What is the latest time that somebody can, if they're still thinking about going down there today, what's the latest time they can check in?
I have talked with the casino representatives, and they still have registration open.
Okay. They haven't closed it yet.
So it's not closed.
Is that Sergio, is that at the hotel where they have to register, or can they do that at La Laguna?
I think
They can do it at La Laguna because all the staff is pretty much here. They have all the paperwork here. Or they can call me at 951-642-0640 if they'd like to still enter the tournament, and I will make sure that they can get in.
What's okay. the exit there off of the 15?
What was that?
What's the exit that you take off of the 15 to get to La Laguna?
I would exit Lake Street, make a right, go down to Lincoln, make a left. That would dead end into Riverside Drive. You make a left, and you're on the immediate right, the first RV parking campsite.
Nice. And they can call you again if they have any questions on the tournament, the rules, how to get there, and what baits to use.
That's right. And that's 951-642-0640.
All right. Well, so if you get a chance, please let my boys in. Okay,
that's they're already here, actually.
Oh, okay, good. They came
yeah,
in. Okay.
I've already talked with them. We've already gave our hugs, handshakes, and thumbs up.
All right.
Last night was fun. We went over and did the captain's meeting.
We had a
gave away
meeting?
A bunch of goodies, including some bomber sunglasses and some Phoenix. What do you call it? The new Phoenix
baits.
Baits. Mm-hmm. They've got some T-shirts for the event.
Well, we had owner, we had Bass Knuckles.
4 minutes, guys.
Ooh, he's barking nice. Out orders. I like it. In
you
4 minutes?
You know they're ready out there.
Yeah, this is
they're
live radio.
The bit, ready
4
to go.
4 minutes for you guys on the dock for the second wave. 4 minutes.
Hey, if William's yeah. yelling at you, if you see the stature of this guy, you take
well,
notice.
Well, William is the tournament director, okay? He was volunteered.
Yeah.
Okay. You were front and center when they were giving out the stripes, huh?
Yeah. No pressure.
No pressure. Okay. So in 4 minutes, what? You actually going to blow the horn?
Yeah, I'll blow the horn in 4 minutes, letting the second wave, they can start fishing.
Okay. Well, let me do this. Why don't we tell people, give them a little bit of background, because the Lake Elsinore is not the Lake Elsinore of 10 years ago or 15 years ago. Everything has changed. Okay, you have a brand new facility that's just, I mean, if anything you need to fish that lake is in your facility. So give our listeners some information about you.
Well, I've been fishing Elsinore for approximately 18 years. During the process of that, the locals gave me the moniker of the Crappie King because I had a knack for catching crappie. And over the years, I honed and dialed in my techniques for catching crappie, and it just got better. Well, I started working with the city and talk show radio with Ronnie and Sergio. And from there, I started on the shores of Elsinore West Marina with a little 4x4-foot pet boy. Then my first shop was an 8x, I think it was 16-foot unit. Then I moved up to a 12x28 unit, mm-hmm. then a 12x40 unit, and now I have a 16-square-foot full-on bait tackle general store, both supplies, campus supply stores at the new $8.2 million launch facility at La Laguna.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, wow. That facility is, it's just, I mean, everything. I mean, we were on the, actually, we had to come back after the captain's meeting so we could do the radio show. And Tony and I were talking about how not only the lake, not only the Laguna Resort, not only what you guys have done and with Williams Bait, the Boat and Tackle. I mean, your shop is just gorgeous, and you've got everything you could possibly need, including some, you know, nice cold drinks. You got ice cream, which I like that part, you know. So that's kind of fun. But then as we were driving away, you know, we look and the city is mm-hmm. beautiful now. You know, you can tell that guys like
one
you.
1 minute.
One
ahead,
minute.
Sorry.
No, you go ahead and scream when you have to. And what we've seen is what you and the chamber has done to make the city a fun place to stay. You know, I mean, you still have the great restaurants. You have great facilities to stay. You got the lake. I mean, you got the Lake Elsinore Hotel and Casino where we're going to stay. I mean, you get a chance to go fishing. Play some poker, play some games.
Very resort lifestyle feeling. It's like you're getting away, but it's just 45 minutes.
Five, four.
Here we
nice,
go.
Nice, here we are.
3, 2. Second wave, start fishing.
Oh, there you go. Shotgun, blowhorn.
Oh, I wish I was there right now.
Okay.
Yeah, I got to run, guys. I got
Hey, William.
I got to get those people out on the water.
William, okay. This is Ron real quick. Would you make sure you give Benny, today's his birthday, one of our instructors, and make sure you have your secret sauce for your crappie. I'm hungry.
All right. Hey, I'll see you guys soon. We're going to have an awesome day, and have a good morning.
Okay, we'll see you in a couple of hours, okay?
All righty.
All right, take care. Oh, my gosh, I'm excited.
Jimmy, have you ever been down there? Lake Elsinore?
Nope.
Oh, this is going to be, you're in for a treat.
I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, you know, let's talk about this a little bit, Jimmy. I mean, in 6 months, you're going to be 21 years old. And I'm gathering. What do you guys think? I'm gathering. You've been very protective. I mean, you haven't been to Lake Elsinore. Have you been to Vegas yet?
Once when I was 10 for a wedding.
Dude, really? 10? You weren't in Vegas. Okay, so.
What he was at the buffets.
Circus.
Yeah, no, well, that's not where we're going. But, yeah, that's probably where he went. But in 20, you're going to be 21 in 6 months?
Almost 5 months now.
What's your birthday?
What's your birthday?
October 8th.
Hear that, everybody? October 8th.
October 8th. We are going to have to do something very special. And I know your dad's in back there in the next to Robert, next to the
we're
board.
We're going to have to broadcast it over there.
So if I will be out.
Where are you
going
to be, Robert?
I'm going on the tuna run with Ocean Odyssey.
Your guys'
That's
birthday
right.
is the same week.
So you're going to have to come with us on that trip.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then
straight
we'll,
from
and,
the boat.
Larry's probably going to troll you. Okay, that'll be one of the things we'll have it. But I promise you, Uncle Serge promises you that we are going to make your 21st birthday something to remember.
You won't forget it.
And I never said it would be pleasant.
Robert wants to come.
I'm thinking, Larry, think of the old days.
Memorable is not always pleasant, Jimmy. That's something you're going to learn amongst this crowd.
Yeah, let's think of the old days. I mean, you know, take off your hat for a second there, Jimmy. Jimmy's got hair, but he won't after we get done with him. Okay, I think a good shaving
what
would be
left.
Good.
Oh,
no.
One of those Mike Tyson tattoos.
And we should shave his eyebrows, too.
Oh, Lord.
Nair.
There we go. And then, you know, you're going to have to come up to our level of old farts and be 21. I mean, maybe a Las Vegas runner has to be in that mix.
Well, we can always do it at the end of the month.
Yes, we could do it at the end of the month. It doesn't have to be on the 8th. This party is going to happen.
No, and Larry's birthday, what, is the 18th?
Yeah, but
wow.
Son of a
are you a stalker?
But you know what? Larry's got a lot of 21s already.
I think we're going to have to
21s, it only happens once. I mean, you become totally legal. Your dad washes his hands of any liability with you.
I think we leave Dad at home, too, because, you know.
No, Dad's excited.
Well, I mean, you know, on that trip, he can't be a dad, Robert.
Well, yeah, I know. We'll have to contain him as well.
Might be mom that you have to leave.
But I don't know. I don't know if Larry's heart is going to be able to handle the Vegas scene with us, though. That's the thing. Yeah, I'm a little afraid of that.
Yeah. That's it, Robert. I'm taking you out in the parking lot.
we'll take Larry. We'll drop him off at a Cirque du Soleil type event. Then we'll take Jimmy to some other places I know over there. Okay. Okay,
and you're talking about circus, right?
Is there any gambling games that you kind of like or you think you're going to like? Because you can't play them now.
21.
Texas Hold'em.
Texas Hold'em? We're going to Vegas, dude. You want to play Texas Hold'em? We're going to go down to Lake Elsinore Hotel and Casino and play there. Okay? And we want a real game.
I'll play some Texas Hold'em.
Like crap.
Vegas, have you been to downtown Vegas lately?
Or you know, I haven't.
Recent? Well, now what they do in the casinos is they have go-go dancers. Uh-huh. So while you're gambling, there's a girl dancing on, you know, a table, and then they do like a switch and they move over and she becomes your dealer now.
Well, that's not good because
that is very not that no way is that good.
It's bad for your concentration. Okay?
Oh, I want to gamble. I don't want distraction.
Correct.
All the debauchery aside, I'm a big Elvis fan. So when we go there, we have to visit the Las Vegas Hilton.
Dude,
I'm ready.
He doesn't understand. You're going to be dressed as Elvis the entire time. Okay, we are going to buy you a suit. You're going to be dressed as Elvis, and
he's going to think he's Elvis.
I'm going to be one of the flying Elvises. I'm going to skydive.
There you go.
Well, there it is.
Another thing you can do in Lake Elsinore, by the way.
Ooh,
yeah.
Okay, so we don't have to wait to throw him off a plane.
Oh yeah.
So
maybe today, later today.
Maybe. Okay, so let's work on this. So we go to Vegas, and everybody here has to dress like Elvis.
Done.
Okay?
Done.
Done. Okay? I can't go as Elvis. I'll go as, like, Julio Iglesias or something.
Well, I'll go as, like, the later Elvis.
The later Elvis? There you go.
Nice. Nice.
Okay.
I'll be the tall Elvis, and you, Sergio, you can be the short Elvis.
Yeah, well, I'll just, or I can just go as Frankie.
And I've got special family ties to, like, a Bolivian Elvis, so I'm going to have a...
Bolivian Elvis.
That's my uncle.
Okay, there you go.
So I'm going to have a costume of costumes.
Okay. Hey, listen, we got to take another short break, and when we get back, we're going to talk to our buddy at On Target, Greg Boslog, and we'll talk some guns and some hunting and some of the great events that are coming up and a lot more fishing. So stay tuned. You're on Radio Outdoor Expedition on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA. We'll be right back.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
Hi, Viet Nguyen here from Owner Hooks. When it comes to sport fishing, nothing is ever guaranteed until now. Introducing the newest innovation in sport fishing from Owner Hooks, the Chumbucket Sabiki. Owner's Chumbucket Sabiki is a new concept that was developed in Japan. A weighted, plastic-molded bucket designed to hold chum or cut bait is attached to the bottom of the Sabiki rig. As the rig sits in the current, chum slowly disperses from the bucket into the water, attracting baitfish and predators alike to the five shrimp skin dress hooks above. Inshore, offshore, from the bank, from the pier, or from the boat, the Chumbucket Sabiki is a great addition to every angler's tackle box. Available in four different sizes, check them out at your favorite fishing tackle retailer or at www.ownerhooks.com. Owner, perfection in hooks. Again, www.ownerhooks.com.
Need a break from the daily grind? Don't dream about it, dream extreme. Then head to Lake Elsinore, the region's extreme sports destination. It's certainly no surprise that Southern California's largest natural lake is known for extreme sports. Visitors can unleash their free spirit by kiteboarding, bow fishing, and power boating. For dragsters desiring to test their mettle, you can jet down the 1-mile-long high-speed zone at 150 miles per hour. It's a blast for bass boats, too. The new 8 million boat launch facility is now open at the La Laguna Resort. Enjoy boating all weekend long by RVing or camping at the resort. Lake Elsinore features 3,200 acres of glistening fresh water. This past spring, the lake was stocked with over 7,000 largemouth bass. Anglers can't stop raving about the bass, catfish, and wipers. Lake Elsinore is just a short drive from Orange County or San Diego off Interstate 15 in southwest Riverside County. Whether you want to go jump in a lake or jump out of a plane, parachuting, or jump monster mounds at a motocross track, come experience your dream extreme in Lake Elsinore.
Had enough of the hassles of airport parking? Tired of driving around and around looking for a parking space and then paying too much? There's a better way to park at the airport. The Parking Spot. Our yellow and black spotted shuttles run every 5 minutes and will whisk you to the front door of your airline terminal. You'll even earn credit for free parking in the Spot Club. Nothing could be easier or a better value. The Parking Spot has two convenient locations serving LAX. For directions or more information, visit theparkingspot.com. The Parking Spot. We have airport parking covered.
It's on. The battle for SoCal. The Ducks and Kings face off in the second round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. You can catch all the action on AM830.net or the KLAA app.
Little thing called for love. I can't do Queen. I can't do Queen. If you play some Barry White, I'll get into that. Okay.
Oh, you want the Barry White again?
I think we need to have some Barry White.
We need that. Time. Come on.
All right. So, talking about Barry White. Okay. Let's talk to Greg and Rick Scott. Every time I listen to Barry White, I think of these two guys. Good morning, boys.
Good morning.
That was kind of weird, Sergio.
Why was it weird?
I don't get the connection. Greg, explain it to us.
You know what? You want a connection? Go to the On Target, and he'll get you connected with a nice Smith & Wesson 500. You'll feel connected.
Yes.
There you will.
And that's where Rick and I are connected.
There you go.
He let me shoot his big gun.
Yeah. Well, listen,
that's how we're connected.
The reason I put you guys together, and then let me just, for our listeners, let everybody know, we've got Greg Bosluck from the On Target Indoor Shooting Range in Laguna Niguel, and we have Captain Rick Scott of the Ocean Odyssey. Now, for all our listeners, Rick and Greg and the crew here, we got a chance to go out and do a shoot. In fact, we did a film called Pheasant Fantastic. Okay, and the reason, Rick, I have you on both at the same time is yesterday I stopped by the On Target range to pick up the giveaways for the Lake Elsinore event. Okay, we're going to have a lot of passes that we're going to give out, and thank you very much, Greg, from the On Target shooting range for giving us those passes.
Okay,
and while I was there, I talked to your brother, Brent.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No. I think he's my soulmate. I mean, I'm telling you, I go in there and we totally understand each other. Okay, and it's kind of weird because he's huge and I'm short, and it's cool. But
Barry White
and
soulmate.
That's kind of scary sounding.
Yeah. Hey, and he has guns. I like it. So he was telling me about a small window of opportunity to head back out there to Westmoreland, see Wendell, okay, and shoot some Eurasian doves?
Yes.
All right,
yes. Imperial County has an open season all year. And Mendel, we were talking with Mendel, and he says, hey, you know, I've got access. We got Eurasian doves out here. You guys want to wander out, there's no limit. You know, just shoot away because they're an invasive species, and they're just destroying everything.
Could I use my muddy duck?
Muddy girl.
Muddy
yes.
girl.
Muddy girl. Yes, you could use your muddy girl.
Why did I call it duck?
He's trying to get away from that feminine name is what he's trying to do, Greg.
Exactly.
Dude, you know what?
His feminine side.
Okay, let's explain for our listeners.
We know who the girl is in that relationship with Brant.
Whoa.
Rick, those are fight words. Let me just tell you something to all our listeners. They thought they were playing a joke. They gave me a pink gun. But you know what? I am secure in my manhood. I didn't have a problem. You bring on the pink gun, and it worked out good. And you know what? I'm requesting her again. Okay? Was that the type of gun we would use?
Yes, exactly that.
Oh.
That was a 20-gauge, right?
Yeah, it's a 20-gauge, so, you know, won't beat Sergio up. And someday when he grows up, maybe like my brother one of these days, he could use a 12-gauge too.
Okay, so my question is, and here, actually this applies to fishing, Rick. Why do you have to beat yourself up if you don't have to? In other words, if you have a two-speed reel on a tuna, why wouldn't you use that lower speed to bring them in nice and easy? You know, if technology has allowed you to make it easier, why make it hard?
The real men only do it one way.
Oh, thank you.
12 gauge.
Notice the silence on my behalf? Anyway, okay, so, Rick, do you think you can make a trip like that with us?
I probably could, yeah.
Okay. And when are you thinking of doing this, Greg? When can we set it up?
Well, we're going to have to talk with you and find out what works and then throw that date out and, you know, try and get as many guys as we can because, you know, we're going to have a great piece of property, I'm told, and we're going to have a, you know, great opportunity. So,
now, are we going to...
I will pick a date. I will pick some dates, and you will see if they work with your schedule and everything else, and we'll throw them out there to all the guys, and, you know, we'll go out and have a party. We'll take our fishing poles this time.
That's what I was going to tell you.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
I know.
And Tony's going to bring us some of the McBates.
Boy,
you're getting everything wrong this morning, aren't you, Sergio?
You know, can I be honest with you? I went to the captain's meeting in Lake Elsinore last night, okay? And I didn't know what to expect. We'd never done anything like this. We had an unbelievable turnout.
Yeah, we saw the on-target fishing team.
And to your fishing team, I put the herd
Josh
of God on
is
them.
Ready. His eyes
told
are
him,
like, yeah.
I go, you know, Greg talks a big game about his boys, and I said, I better see something.
Yeah, they said they couldn't come back to work, Greg, unless they took first place. So thank you for that.
Yeah.
They're excited.
Yeah. We set them up with owner products and Bidon products, and I told them, guys, there's the best tool.
They launched about 20 minutes ago.
And I made them promise they wouldn't shoot any fish.
Yep.
Because that would be an unfair advantage.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if they have a grenade still or not, but I might help with the bomb fish.
So that's good. Hey, so Rick, let's do this while I have the two of you here. What would be a good month for you to do this before you get going into the fishing?
May.
Okay, you got a month.
We also want to do this before it gets too hot out there.
Right. Yeah. So can we do it next month?
This is May. May.
Okay, well, this month. I'm sorry.
I will go back and, yeah, I know of a couple of Saturdays or a couple of days during the week as well. I know we won't go Saturdays. It's too busy.
Okay.
But we'll do it in the middle of the week, and I'll pick a few dates in the middle of the week, and we'll throw them out there and make sure everybody can go. And you know, I'd love Rick to make sure Rick could go. He did so well last time, and, you know, he had such a great time. And I think the same cast of characters and maybe a couple more that could probably make it this time, and away we go.
Yeah, there's a couple of people I'd love to invite that are hunters and good supporters of the show, too, and it'd be nice to have them there. So looking forward to that. So then, Greg, we'll get some information from you on dates, and we'll plan it out, and it'll work out. So before too long, Greg, you know, we've been playing around for the last 5-6 minutes, but tell me what's going on over at the range.
The range is we're getting ready for our Father's Day special. It takes us about 4 weeks to do it. We do 3 things in 1 weekend, so it drives us crazy, but it'll be the Father's Day weekend. We're going to have a big ammo sale. We're going to have a big fundraiser again. We're doing the Socks for Heroes. They officially shipped over 300,000 pairs of socks now.
Wow.
Forget how many tons that is, but you know, we've been able to raise now well over $60,000 for them there at the range. Mm-hmm. On just a, you know, just a few events, really. And we've also been able to, like I said, we have the ammo sale, the Father's Day special, Father's Shoot Free with a child. And I don't specify how old the child is, mm-hmm. but Dad Shoot Free. And it's just going to be a big event. It takes us literally full 4 weeks to get ready for it. We have to set everything up. We got advertisements in the paper, and, of course, we talk about it here. That's the big deal going on. We've also got all of our regular classes, the classes for women, the women-on-women classes, which is women instructors for the first-time women shooters that want to shoot. We have the first-time family shooters today, this morning, at 8:30. We have classes for newbies, for brand-new people or people that really want to brush up because it's been many years since they shot. Well, we have those classes for them. And that's, again, today, and there's people available to come in. There's also there's room for people to come in. We've also got the Better Half Gun Club, which meets on Wednesday mornings and Thursday evenings, which is just women. And we mm-hmm. have activities just for the women. We have special lessons. We have special activities. We have special guests. I was even going to invite Sergio in and have him talk about fishing. And just
I'd love
something.
To.
Yeah, these women, I mean, some of them are talking about now going hunting, and they've never been hunting before in their life.
Very good.
We took them out to a trap range. We went out to Rahagi's trap range, and they have some special little beginner setups there. And we couldn't get them away. I mean, they burned through like 5 cases of ammo in almost no time because they fell in love with shooting a shotgun.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you give them an opportunity. It's just like kids. You give them an opportunity, and they just embrace it and run with it. So that's what we're doing. We're the month of May, now a fishing trip mm-hmm. or a hunting trip in the middle of that, which I'm going to thoroughly enjoy. But, you know, that's what we're doing. We're just letting people get exposed to shooting and hunting and the outdoor activities.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what we'll do is if you want us to talk about fishing, maybe we can get Rick to come out and we can talk about fishing on the Ocean Odyssey. We've got 3 trips on the Ocean Odyssey. We'd love to see more women involved. One of the things I've always said is what we need to see, more women involved, and we need to see more kids involved, okay?
Yep.
More and more every day, I get so upset, okay? We're an older generation, and Jimmy, you're one of the exceptions, okay? We grew up outside, okay? You know, I was in the pharmaceutical industry for a lot of years, okay? And I'll tell you something, we have all these new diseases. And I think a lot of it has to be do with our immune system. And when we were kids, we ate dirt. I mean, I remember, you know, you'd fall.
Yeah.
You know, and Neosporin, we didn't have that Neosporin. You kind of brushed it off, grabbed some water from the water fountain nearby or a hose. we drank out of a hose. You know, so I think our immune system is up. And what we need to do is get these kids outside again. More and more, there's a saying going around is that we need more tackle boxes and less Xboxes, okay?
Yeah.
And get them off that couch, okay, and get them out in the ocean. What do you think, Captain Larry? What do you think about that?
I never had an Xbox.
There you go. Okay.
Well, even and yesterday.
I, you know what? I was just thinking about that. Uh-huh. I always got in trouble for sneaking my dad's rods and reels and his tackle. Uh-huh. Like I was going fishing and I didn't have my own stuff. Oh, and I'd try to sneak out the door with his. Yep. God help me if I broke anything.
Hey, Rick and Greg, please stay on the line. We're going to take a short break. I've got to do this. And then when we come back, we'll finish up, okay?
You got it.
All right. They are on Radio Outdoor Expeditions on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA. And we'll finish with Larry's thought when we come back.
Sport Chalet is your one-stop fishing headquarters throughout Southern California. From surf to trout, calicos to tuna, the experts in each Sport Chalet fishing department will personally set you up with the right rod, reel, line, lures, and bait for your next trip. They know not only where the fish are biting, but also what you need to use to catch them. Each Sport Chalet store is staffed by experts trained both in the field and by leading tackle manufacturers. Choose from legendary brands like Berkeley, Shimano, G. Loomis, Daiwa, Shakespeare, and Penn. Look for state-of-the-art tackle made by St. Croix, Abu Garcia, Fenwick, Trilene, Seeker, P-Line, and Calstar. You want to fish a multi-day offshore tuna trip or go on an alpine trout expedition? Sport Chalet's tackle experts can hook you up with the right gear. Looking for the latest, hottest lures and secret baits? You can check them out at Sport Chalet. Have your fishing reel wound free with new line while you shop. Also, check out their selection of fishing tools, waders, float tubes, tackle boxes, and tote bags. So whether you go half day or long range, high Sierra trout or largemouth bass, you shop the fishing experts at Sport Chalet near you.
Put your poker face on in our non-smoking poker room, the first poker house in California and the friendliest poker room around. It features 16 tables of live-action poker from Texas Hold'em, Omaha High-Low, Pot Limit Omaha to 7-Card High-Low. We regularly feature tournaments, promotions, and giveaways exclusively for our poker players. So get ready to go all in and have a seriously good time playing your favorite game. We offer a variety of the most popular table games. Some of our exciting card games include Easy Baccarat and the best blackjack in the Inland Empire area, all in an exciting atmosphere with exhilarating daily poker tournaments with low buy-ins and full action. 3-card poker with best odds and 200-to-1 Royal Flush. Ultimate Texas Hold'em and Blackjack with continuous machine shuffled games. Our liberal rules allow players to split paired cards up to 4 hands and double down on splits, except aces. To get the most from your play, Lake Elsinore Hotel and Casino invites guests to join the Players Club. Members have the chance to win even more money and prizes through ongoing monthly promotions available with the Players Club membership. The Poker Room offers adult beverages and food service right at your table. Our courteous and friendly staff will see to your every need. Open 24/7, stop and play $2 blackjack, and try the delicious Angus Steak and Eggs breakfast for just $4.99 every day, all day long. Lake Elsinore Hotel and Casino, California's friendliest card room. Just off the 15 freeway and Diamond Drive in Lake Elsinore. Visit lercasino.com for current promotions.
Good morning, this is Don Brockman coming to you from Davies Locker Sport Fishing and Whale Watching, located in beautiful Newport Harbor in the Balboa Pavilion. We offer daily trips for the beginner all the way up to the experienced angler. We even offer skiff rentals for fishing Newport Harbor. These trips are available daily, including half day, twilight, three-quarter day, and of course overnight trips that will take you to the big game sport fish such as tuna, yellowtail, albacore, that frequent the waters offshore of Newport Beach. We also have a full-service tackle store for all your rental tackle needs, so what are you waiting for, guys? Pick up the phone and call Davies Locker at 949-566-8788 and get your adventure started today. Also, you can look us up on the web at davieslocker.com. Once again, that phone number is 949-566-8788 and tell them that you're calling from Angler Chronicles and receive a 50 50% off on one of our many trips offered at Davies Locker Sport Fishing. Good fishing.
It's good to start your day with a smile and a smirk. Get up with Travis Rogers weekday mornings at 6 on Angels Radio AM 830 KLAA.
I feel the white sea bass. I need some yellowtail. Captain Rick Scott, get that tuna biting. I need me some. I can't help myself. I got to have it.
Give me some hook bait, baby.
I like that.
You know, I'm sorry. I have this picture in my mind right now. I got to get rid of. I just...
Greg, baby.
It's not pretty.
Look into his eyes.
Robert, back on the board, he goes, you guys just don't look into his eyes.
Greg, baby, load up my muddy girl. Get her ready.
Anyway, thanks for having some fun. I don't know. Just Barry White just transforms me. But anyway, so as we were going to break, we were. I know it's kind of hard. I'm trying to take off my 1970s disco clothing off right now. It's not working. I'm wearing the high heels and the angel flights, big time.
Yeah. I don't want to be around you.
Yes, you do, baby. Just bring me that muddy girl.
Anyway, okay, so let's go ahead and plan then for May. We'll do another shoot. Let me ask you a question, Greg, and I wonder if we could do this. How many people could we have join? Because, I mean, if some of the listeners wanted to go, I'd like to do maybe a special contest or something where – you know, we select from a group, maybe one or two, and we bring them out. Can we do that?
Yeah, we can. We can. We have to make sure that we run them through the safety thing.
Absolutely.
Like we did with you guys. But, yeah, not a problem.
I think that would be good. Maybe you can do a raffle, too, on Target.
You know, a lot of our listeners are avid hunters as well. They probably already have their hunting license and everything, but...
Yeah, and I'll tell you what.
If they don't.
Let's just do that. I will run something, maybe one or two spots, and you can do the same over it on Target, okay?
The class to get your hunting license, you know, the certificate like you guys did, mm-hmm. that class is the second Wednesday of this month. So,
perfect.
You know, jump on it, guys.
Okay, perfect. So we will talk off air, and we'll get all the details. We'll put it out on Facebook, so you can follow us on that, and we'll go from there. Okay,
AnglerChronicles.com.
AnglerChronicles.com or Facebook at Angler Chronicles. Greg, okay, so give us all the information then on how to get to on Target.
Okay, it's down here at 27692 Camino Capistrano, City of Laguna Niguel. It's south on the 5, get off at Avery, and then www.ontargetrange.com or ontargetesales.com, and then 949-348-0352, and I think we're just going to have another wonderful time out doing a little hunt.
Yeah, and like I said, your boys are representing today at Lake Elsinore. That's really cool. And
yeah, well, you know, Team On Target's going to do it, so.
Yeah, right. Now you're in my neck of the woods.
They
okay?
better.
Okay.
It's like saying I'm going to out hunt you.
After all the smack.
I got close.
I've seen these guys geared up. They are ready to go.
Okay. I love it. Okay.
Well, I'll take you guys out to Rahagi's for a little clay pigeon shooting, and we'll let you see how you can really do.
Yeah.
That'll ruin you for life.
That'd be great.
I'm gonna try to join up with you either that Friday and Saturday, okay?
You got it.
Okay, that's at the end of the month in May. Are you, Rick, you want to come with?
If I'm available, yeah, that'd be fun. I haven't been there in a while. That'd be great.
Perfect. Yeah. And then, Rick, why don't you give us a little bit of background. What's going on with the Ocean Odyssey?
Oh, we're just counting down the days here. We're getting close, as you know. We're trying to get ready for the upcoming season. I don't know if some of you have been watching the counts. The yellowtail are really biting at the island this week pretty good, and we sent a couple boats out here from the landing to go look offshore for this weekend, so hopefully they'll come up with something. But we're just kind of getting through the off-season here with our school trips and wait until the fish show up so we can start running. But if you want to book now, it's a good time because it's starting to fill up quick. You can log on to OceanOdysseyFishing.com or give Dina a call at 619-889-4535.
Hey, Rick, typically a few of the first bluefin tuna are in May. Hasn't that been like in the last several years?
It has, but I think we're seeing different conditions this year. We're hoping to see some albacore. I know down off of Benitas right now, the guys on the long-range trips are seeing a lot of that bluefin way south of us here. So hopefully some albacore will move in here, and then after that, then hopefully that bluefin will slide up.
That'd be awesome. You know how many people are just waiting for albacore?
Oh, I know. Everybody. It's been too long.
Okay, well.
I cheated last year and went up to Washington and just knocked them silly.
Doesn't count.
Well, it reminded me. I'll show you pictures. I got pictures
right
here.
Rick, if I didn't see it, it didn't happen, huh? Didn't happen on the Ocean Odyssey, it didn't happen. So which reminds me, Ron, which is the first trip that we're doing with Rick on the Owner Hook Schools?
Well, I can't wait for it. It's on July 8th. It's a day and a half on the Ocean Odyssey, and you need to call Dina at 619-889-4535.
The second one?
The second one is September 10th. We leave at 7 p.m. Ocean Odyssey. Call 714-969-9750. And then the last trip is October 8th on the Ocean Odyssey. And again, you call Dina.
Yeah, okay. Sergio, and what's really exciting about those first few trips on the Ocean Odyssey is that you're going to have the film crew.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Right?
So we're
tell them about that.
The one in July, right, you said?
Yeah, the one in July we are going to film. So
we're going to film that one, and I'm sure we'll get plenty of fish.
So one of our listeners could sign up for that trip, and possibly they're going to be on Fox Sports West.
Correct.
On our show.
In fact, you know, here's a very unique thing that's happening right here in studios. In the studio, I don't know, for our listeners, we've got TVs going on, and I just saw that on Fox Sports West, they're rerunning the show. Calico Chaos on Angler Chronicles. So that's another viewing right now. Stay with us. So put the TV on mute. And listen to
us. Yeah, there you go.
I can narrate it for you last half hour. But anyway, so Rick, so it looks good for the El Nino. I heard it's up to 50% chance that it will be an El Nino year.
I think the last report was a little better than 50%.
Oh, so. Beautiful.
But
beautiful.
We never, you know, that we've heard that before.
Yeah, but I mean, it looks good. I mean, all that yellowtail is being caught here, so local.
Yeah.
That's giving you, I mean, at least the water will be warmer, which is nice.
Yeah.
So okay, and let me ask Greg. Greg, you think you guys going to be making one of these trips?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I have people all over me. My guys always want to. They always want to go and have fun, and, you know, they're begging me to let them go on these trips. And, of course, I kind of hang it out there in front of them and say, guys, you know, if you do really well, you can go on one of these trips.
Right. It's an award thing. And, how's your knee for this year? Are we going to be able to see you?
This knee this year was working fine, and we're going to be out there catching some fish, I'm going to tell you right now.
See, because here's the thing. The only guy that has bragging rights on both ends is Rick, because he can fish and he can hunt. Okay, but we take Rick out of the equation. You can shoot, Greg. I can fish. So I've been to your realm. Now you're going to come to my realm.
Oh, yeah.
And
well,
this
you
time,
remember, I was the one that fell over on you with a fish on.
Right, and I was holding you up because your knee. But here's the deal. I helped you last time.
No, you had to.
Now it's
time,
on.
Now I don't need you anymore.
Well, now it's on. You and me side by side.
I don't know. Okay. That sounded like a challenge to me. I don't need you anymore.
You know?
Yeah.
I I'll tell you what, by the way, remember the Glock 17, I think it is, that Rhonda was shooting? She has been bugging me every day. When am I getting that gun? When am I getting that gun?
Well, see, now she needs to come back and shoot a few more, and then, you know, she'll pick one. And then you'll have to buy it, and then you'll have to be afraid.
And I'll have to move. Okay, everybody, Captain Rick Scott with the Ocean Odyssey. Okay,
Greg Boslog with the On Target Shooting Range. Guys, stay on one more segment, and then I'll let you say goodbye.
I've got to run. I've got some fishing game folks here I have to deal with. So.
Oh, you go ahead and go. Okay.
All right. We're teaching lessons for people today.
Perfect. We'll be right back.
All right, guys.
On Angels
Take
Radio,
care,
AM 830 KLA. Rick, stay on the line. Talk to you back.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
Owner Fishing Hooks are the premier hook in the fishing industry. With their designer black finishes, Owner Hooks feature the patented and revolutionary cutting point technology. Led by a needle sharp point, when the hook begins to penetrate, the resistance decreases as the three cutting edges slice their way through for an instant positive hook set. Despite what other brands may claim, only Owner cutting point hooks match ultimate sharpness with fantastic penetration. Nothing is more important than your piece of equipment that actually catches the fish, your Owner hook. Used by Ronnie Kovac all over the world. Once you try an Owner, you'll be hooked for life. Join Ronnie Kovac and the Owner Hook Instructional Pro Staff on an Owner Hook on the Water Fishing School. For more information, go to fishingexpeditions.com. Owner, perfection in hooks.
Check out the largest indoor shooting range in all of Orange County. On Target. Certified distributors for Glock, Wilson Combat, Springfield, Six Hour, CZ, Mossberg, Remington, Ruger, and Beretta. 20 lanes open 7 days a week. Serving Orange County for 18 years. Conveniently located off the 5 Freeway in Laguna Niguel. Classes of all kinds, including firearm selection, home defense, and women's personal safety. All NRA certified instructors. Great for corporate fun shoots, team buildings, birthdays, bachelor and bachelorette parties. Folks of all ages and types, from scout troops to law enforcement to government agencies, love On Target. For more information, go to OnTargetRange.com. That's OnTargetRange.com. Or call 949-348-0352. That's 949-348-0352.
The Sports Lodge comes to you an hour earlier this season. You can catch Roger Lodge now weekdays at 3 on your home for Angels baseball. Angels Radio, AM 830, KLAA.
And welcome back, radio family. You're listening to Angler Chronicles Radio Outdoor Expeditions on Angels Radio, AM 830, KLAA. And now back to our host and good friend, Mr. Sergio.
Dude, Rick, do you hear that?
Nice.
Rick, that's way too much energy in the morning. We're giving Jimmy a chance to just, like, pump it up.
He's ready to go to Lake Elsinore.
I love
that.
He's going to get job.
Yeah, yeah. So, anyway, Rick, we were talking, and then you think the El Nino is a definite possibility, and that always spells some really good fishing for us here, especially on your boats on a day and a half.
It does. Fish will move right up here. Probably see, if we get that El Nino, we'll probably see a lot of yellowfin and dorado and yellowtail, but there should be something to catch hopefully here all season.
CD for okay. So somebody talk to Rick. Rick, you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I thought I lost you there for a second. Why don't you repeat what you were saying?
Yeah, with a really good chance El Nino coming, I think we'll see probably a lot of yellowfin and dorado, and okay, the yellowtail fishing should be pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully the albacore will move in real quick here and stick around for a bit and turn into bluefin, and then once, like I said, the water warms up, usually the El Nino years are really, really good yellowfin fishing.
When was the last time we saw some albacore?
Last time we really saw any good albacore? Oh, I want to say 2005.
Yeah.
So we're okay. Way overdue.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the guys here are pointing like two or three fingers. We've seen a sprinkle, but I mean, we're talking about a good bite of albacore. It's been, I think, 2005. It's been a while.
I think it was when we filmed the albacore show,
mm-hmm,
when Ronnie came out and we put a spanking on those albacore.
Yeah,
Yep. There's no shortage in the stock of fish. They just haven't been on this track.
Well, I remember on a trip about 2 years ago. Remember Alex Lamy?
I do.
Okay, and Alex says, "Oh, Sergio, look at this!" And he has this beautiful spinning rod, and he starts throwing. I want to say a crocodile. Wasn't it a big, huge crocodile?
It was.
And he lets it sink, and all of a sudden it stops. And he just looks at me. He goes, "Why does it stop?" And I go, "Put it in gear." He put it in gear, and when he put it in gear, okay, something happened. You know, some noise was happening in the background, and it went something like this, Rick. What do you think, Rick?
I want to hear you sing. Let's hear it.
Well, you sing with me.
It doesn't stop till it hit the bottom, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, well, anyway, I heard you wanted that song, and it took a little bit to find it, but we found it for you.
Yeah, I wanted to hear you sing along to it, is what it was.
Welcome to the jungle. We got fun and games. We got everything you want. I can't go any further than that. We're on enough.
Okay, that's good.
That's good. Anyway, so I remember that day, and he just got, hammered on it, and it ended up being like a 52-pound albacore. So we've had sprinkles, but we haven't had a lot. But I'll tell you this. I know albacore is really glamorous. But I don't have any problem catching yellowfin, bluefin, and dorado all day long. Because I remember we did a Three Amigos charter. Remember that one?
Yeah.
We had some big dorado on that. We had some big, big dorado.
Captain Rick, I think one of the reasons that Sergio doesn't care so much what he catches, he doesn't eat fish.
He gives it away.
Yeah. I'm thinking, I eat fish. Bring on the albacore.
Well, if you've ever seen Sergio, you could tell he doesn't eat fish.
Oh. What are you saying about that? Are you saying that I am Argentine and I was born in a city that's landlocked and you're not?
There's a donut shop right next to the stadium.
Yeah. Oh, dude, really? Oh, you know what Larry eats? Bird seed, because he's big bird. Anyway, Rick, give me all the goodies and let us finish up with you and go ahead and tell us when your season's going to begin, what you're doing now, and then how to get a hold of you.
Our season begins the third week in June. I think it's the 26th, and I think we're doing a 2.5-day trip there. It's starting to fill up. Log on to OceanOdysseyFishing.com and book right online, or give Dina a call at 619-889-4535. And I'm going to try to get in there to the show here before the end of the month.
Okay, and hey, listen, is there any way you and Dina could show up this evening?
That probably is not going to happen. We had a trip this morning that just canceled, and I think they're trying to reschedule for tonight.
Ah, okay. All right.
I appreciate it, though.
Yeah, we'd love to see you there, but okay, no worries, and we'll talk to you real soon, my brother.
You got it. You guys have a great weekend.
We plan on it.
Okay.
We'll be there. I'm actually going to drink tonight, so it's all be good.
Yeah, as far as Greg's guys coming out and going fishing, we're going to have to see how they do today.
Yes, I think they have to qualify.
That's right.
Oh, they're going to crush it.
Hey, Rick, have a great one, buddy. We'll see
you.
Talk to you soon.
Too.
All right, bye-bye. All right. Well, listen, one of the things that we always like to know is what's going on at Turner's Outdoorsman. So, Ron, what's going on over there?
Well, you know, at Turner's, they have 17 Southern California locations.
And I heard number 18 is on the way.
And number 18 is on the way. You know, and they're the number one hunting, fishing, and sport retailer in since 1971.
Mm-hmm. Even before I was born.
That's hard to do. They have the one-stop shop for fishing, hunting, tackle that you can possibly get.
Oh, I agree.
They have everything.
Uh-huh.
They offer a full selection of fishing tackle, you know, from the top manufacturers like Daiwa, Abbott, Abu Garcia, Okuma, and many more.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you're planning a trip for the pristine waters of the Eastern Sierras or running an offshore from San Diego, their skilled staff is one of the best I've seen, and they'll get you in the right gear for your adventure on the water.
Well, I agree. I mean, in fact, I was recently, we went out with Chris Bona from Bass Knuckles, and I stopped by, and he goes, "Hey, so let's go kill some sand bass tonight." And I go, "Let's go." So we got into his 24-foot skeeter, and off we went, and we got into the fish. I stopped by Turner's, got some baits and some extra line I wanted, and off we went.
You know, also, too, they've got some great weekly deals that you can get right in your inbox.
So you sign up and you get
something? You sign up online.
Okay, so there you go. So weekly specials there for Turner's. I love that.
Yeah, and then, you know, Turner Outdoorsmen, you know, they continue to be the number one fishing and hunting sports retailer. You know, they got 17 locations. And make sure you visit them at www.turners.com.
Awesome. So
Sergio, Ron, that's always a plus when you can go into a store and they've hired staff that actually know what they're doing. They know what they're talking about.
Right.
They go fishing themselves.
And hunting. Don't forget. I mean, they also have hunting.
I have to get used to that. The hunting part.
Right.
It's awesome having that because I do love
doing
it.
Well, we're just really prepping you. And if you know, I mean, we've dubbed you Big Bird. One of these days, you'll be shot. Okay?
Can I be that guy?
Oh, see, I got volunteers. You know,
airsoft, right? With an airsoft,
An airsoft. It's a tickle. I've gotten shot by an airsoft by it's a little tickle.
We'll make you dance. You got all serious. We'll make you dance.
You got all serious, Larry.
Well, you already threatened to take shot.
You just threatened to shoot him. Shoot an airsoft.
Isn't that funny?
He's a pretty good shot.
Anyway, listen, I'm gonna just ask everybody if you got time, get over. And even if you don't have time, make the time. Get down and party with us this evening. I know you didn't make today out in the ocean, but you got to get out there.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Food, festivities,
Steve,
barbecue.
Can we get to Steve from Dana Point? We got one call here just last minute. Steve, good morning. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Sergio.
Hey, what's going on? Give me a quick one because I got to go. We only got like 30 seconds.
Yeah, I'm just calling you to call you about a bass knuckles hat. You know who I am.
Okay. Perfect. How are you?
I'm good. Listening to you right now. I'm sitting in my parking lot at work, so.
Oh, that sounds so good. Okay, you know what? Make sure we send them out a bass knuckle hat. Let's get that on the list. I will send you one out, Steve. Okay.
Awesome.
All right, that's all you did. Is just, you know what? I don't have anything to talk about fishing, but I just want a bass knuckle hat.
That's right.
That shows class, I think.
You know,
Let's get to the point, dude. What do you want?
I mean, you see that when you get me after I sing Barry White, I'm easy. Okay. Hey, Steve, thanks for joining us, buddy. Well, I guess we'll talk to you another time.
Yeah, I'll see you out there, Sergio.
All right, far out. Thanks, Steve. All right, make sure we get all his information and we'll send them out a hat. Gee, was that easy?
And Serge, don't forget tomorrow's Angler Chronicles new television show.
Oh, we have the new television show. It's the Day in the Bay.
Day in the Bay.
And that's
with Bobby Martinez and Kenny Boo, right?
Kenny Bobo
and Kenny Bobo.
Team No Remorse, and we take Viet Nguyen from Owner Hooks, and we make a day in the bay there in Newport Beach. It was beautiful.
That's going to air tomorrow, right?
It airs tomorrow morning on Fox Sports West at 9:30 in the morning, and then you'll see it again on Tuesday at 3 p.m. Guys, we've got to go. It's time to head out to grab a quick cup of coffee, and then off we go to Lake Elsinore.
Come see us.
Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye-bye.
Well, folks, that's the show for this week. It's time to truck on out of the city and get outside in God's country.
We'll see you next week on Radio Outdoor Expeditions.